welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kesar with today's special guest, all the way from Scotland, Mr. Andy Gunn. Welcome, sir.
Hi. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, nice. Very nice to meet you.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Now, before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about promotion and getting the word out about your new record, which I told you I bought. It's Miracle of Healing. And I absolutely love it. And this is a record that needs to be heard around the world. So I'm honored to be able to, you know, play a small part in getting the word out there for you.
Yeah, well, that's very good of you. It's very kind, thanks, yeah.
So I don't even know where to begin. The way I found you was on Twitter a couple weeks ago. You had sent out a link from the Highland Times, a Donald Fraser article about you and your life, and you know, it wasn't really long, but I was hooked from the beginning to just learn more about you. And that's one of the things I love about social media and having a show like this, that I can read something about somebody and hopefully get in contact with them and then have them here. So thank you for being a part of this.
Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, you know, we're just trying to get the kind of word out about the new album. And it's like we were saying, it's kind of difficult, you know. It seems to be so much music and kind of proliferation of stuff, you know, that it's kind of difficult to get your music out there. But, you know, I'm happy to do anything I can, and it's good that you're helping out. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. There is, you know, the internet has a way of shrinking, and social media has a way of shrinking the world. You know, back when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, I wouldn't have dreamed of liking an artist and then being able to talk with them, or being able to have any kind of contact with them, even if it wasn't an interview show, even just reaching out to them. And now you are able to do that, but like you said, there's so many people out there, and there's so much music out there from all over the world, that it's hard to kind of rise to the top of that.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky, but, you know, as long as you enjoy what you do, you know, and, you know, I love the music, and, you know, I'd be playing it, you know, whether it's, you know, 10 people or 1,000 people listening, you know what I mean? It's just good to be playing again, you know, so.
Now, how long have you been a musician? It sounds like from your bio, it sounds like you've loved music your whole life, and I love the fact that you've been, you know, you were listening to the blues greats. That's how you learned the blues, and it certainly comes through in your playing. Not to say it sounds like a copy of the old days, but it certainly is informed by that. It certainly sounds like you were listening to it, so well done there.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you to notice. Yeah, I've been sort of listening to music kind of my whole life. You know, my mum, she was into sort of rock and roll, and, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and Fats Domino, and my dad, he kind of liked sort of country music and Scottish music, you know. So, yeah, and then I got given an AC/DC tape when I was a teenager.
And that's where it all came together for you.
yeah, that kind of, they've got a lot to answer for, that band, you know, so.
What was the album? Do you remember AC/DC album it was?
I think it was just like maybe a compilation, you know.
Oh, sure.
Probably one of their early stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sort of from there, then I just kind of, you know, got into, like, you know, the sort of the bluesy roots of it, you know.
Yeah, I like that about you.
There was a sound in there that I heard.
I followed that same journey myself. You know, AC/DC was one of the first records I had. I mean, I had my mom's records too. Before that, I had the Beatles and Elton John and everybody from the 70s that you could think of, and then, you know, of course, her Elvis 45s. But it was for me, it was like a double whammy of The Who and AC/DC right around the same time that I started my own kind of musical journey. And then as I got older, I did exactly what you did. I wanted to look back and see what made Led Zeppelin sound like Led Zeppelin, and who did the Rolling Stones listen to. And then it's a journey I've been on literally ever since.
All right. And is it guitar you play then?
I do, yeah. I got a bass a couple years ago too, so I was trying to learn bass, but guitar is certainly my go-to instrument.
Yeah,